How are we going to score speed jokes? Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Okay, here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, my wife wants me to grow out the hair on the back of my head.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to mull it over. Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. Jesus walked into a restaurant and said, "I'd like a table for 26, please." The hostess said, "But there's only 13 of you." Jesus said, "Yeah, but we all like to sit on the same side." That's one of our Easter jokes this week. Here's number three. What's red and invisible? No tomatoes. I don't know. We had some time to kill, and I kind of like that one. Here's number four. Hey, Dave, I didn't get the job at the ice cream shop I wanted.
Why?
I told him I can't work Sundays. Joke of the week number five. I watched the eclipse last year through a colander, Dave.
How'd that go?
I strained my eyes. Thank you, Brenda. Here's joke of the week number six. My favorite teacher as a kid was Mrs. Turtle.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, but she taught us well. Right, right. That's why we do this. That's why we do this. Here's joke of the week number seven. What happens when you take Viagra and Rogaine at the same time? Your hair stands up. That's also why we do this. Here's joke of the... Somebody said, John, that's a Don King joke. Here's number eight. Autocorrect makes me say things I didn't Nintendo. Joke of the week number nine. Hey, guys, I went to my first Fight Club meeting last night. I showed up late, so I missed the first few rules, but it was awesome. I love Fight Club. I can't wait for the next meeting. Everyone should come. You guys should go. John, shut up. Shut up. Here's joke of the week number 10.
Dad, can you tell me what an eclipse is?
No, son. That's a speedy joke. That one took three seconds. Here's joke of the week number 11. The cashier told me, strip down facing me. I didn't realize she was talking about the debit card, so I'm in big trouble. Boy, John, you are in big trouble. Here's number 12. My bull wouldn't breed, so the vet came and gave him some pills. And boy, they did the trick. That bull bred all my cows and then broke down the fence and bred all the neighbor cows. My neighbor asked me what we gave him, and I said, I don't know, but it tastes like peppermint. I told that joke 30 years ago on the radio, and 30 years from now, I'm going to tell it again. Here's joke of the week number 13.
The following is a Smarty Pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners. Here, Dave Ennett will portray a job interviewer, and John Williams will star as a job candidate.
So, what's your greatest weakness?
Answering the semantics of a question but ignoring the pragmatics.
Could you give me an example?
Yes. Oh, aren't you clever? All right, here's joke of the week number 14. My friend got a degree in Egyptology, but he couldn't find a job, so he went back to school and got a PhD so he can get a job teaching other people about Egyptology. So in his case, college is literally a pyramid scheme. All right, what was the joke of the week? Steve Alexander, you go first. Which one did you like?
I strained my eyes.
It's because you looked at the eclipse through a colander. All right, Bob Kessler, where are you going, my friend?
I liked autocorrect. Didn't Nintendo.
Dave Ennett says...
I strain my eyes.
That's two. I'm going with the Fight Club joke. Pete Zimmerman's our producer. Where are you going, Pete?
No, son.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We replay this bit after the 1:30 news.